All right. So we're still on Maui. This is Maui Car Podcast number 2.
Yeah, in the car again.
Yeah, back in the car.
Okay, so I have an idea for a song, but I want your help.
Okay.
So this isn't like a parody. This is like a themed song. So let's sing a song, help me out, in the style of a Hawaiian song that would be on the radio, like a local song.
Okay, here we go.
Ready? Titinka, 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 titinka. I love you, bro. I love you, bro. Here we go to the beach. We go to Kihei Town. And then we go down. I love you, bro.
Okay. I didn't know how to jump in and help. I was trying to get in and help, but I was like, I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know where my part is. Next time we'll get it.
Chee-hoo.
I was going to go, I love you, bro. And I love you, bro. I was going to do that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So we here. It's my last day.
Yeah, you're going back to New York. I told you yesterday when we were at the beach that I was kind of ready to leave Maui now. I've been here 3.5 weeks.
Okay.
Almost a month.
So that's the threshold. You're like, all
for
right.
For me, yeah.
Enough beautiful beaches for me.
Well, it's not that. It's just I don't have a job. I don't have a whatever. I'm just...
Yeah, chilling.
Yeah, I do. I'm working, but it's different. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Like the other day when we went to the, like, there was supposed to be a night market, and then we go, and it's just not there. It's like, yeah, Maui, okay, nothing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, why did I think there would be something?
Right.
Joke's on me for thinking there would be an event.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah.
So that's nothing. Maui for me is just kind of, I love it. Don't get me wrong.
No, I've been having fun hanging out with friends from high school and stuff. Went to like a potluck barbecue the other day.
Jag? Did you get all jag?
Small kind jag.
Shoots.
Yeah, but it's just funny because, like, when you hang out with people from high school, you just fall back into the same, like, places you were in when you were then. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, I don't know. It just seemed like we were back in high school. We were all just fell into our place. Like, Danny was super drunk. Jesse was being sarcastic. Katie's all like, oh yeah, no, okay, and just talking story, and I don't know,
that's good.
Yeah,
that's the thing about like old friends, is that your dynamic, if you're good friends, usually the dynamic doesn't really change.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah, it was fun. I just wanted to talk about my friend Katie, who's a friend of the show. Hey,
friend
Katie
of the show. Shout
listen
out
to the podcast.
Love you, Katie.
She's so funny because she has this pet minor bird.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if people don't know what a minor bird is. It's like a Hawaiian pigeon. It's like kind of like everywhere all over the street. So it's like if someone took in a pigeon, and she said she found it and it, like, its parents had abandoned it and it was going to die. And she took off of work 2 months because she had to feed it.
You brushed over that, but I gotta reiterate. 2 months off of work.
So she could, because she had to feed this bird every half hour or something, or else it would die. So she couldn't work, she couldn't leave her house, and she did it for this minor bird that now, like, lives in her house.
It's thriving.
Yeah, yeah. She cared for it.
I mean, to be fair to the bird, it's a lot cuter than a pigeon. I think, is that the sound of a minor bird that we're hearing?
Maybe. There's minor birds everywhere. I didn't mean like it's like a pigeon, because it does, it's like a parrot. It can copy your, it's almost better than a parrot, I think. I think it can copy you more exactly.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So it's more impressive.
I just mean like they're everywhere. They're all over the road.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A pigeon.
Yeah.
It's like the Hawaiian version of that. Like they're, you don't think of them as a pet. You think of them as like,
it's like a, yeah, it's like a
thing that, like a squirrel or something.
Those are chickens, actually, in the background.
Yeah, there's those, too. Those are everywhere as well here.
Those are more like pigeons to me, chickens. So we can eat them.
Yeah, the Hawaiian pigeon is a chicken. You're right.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to ask you is, so I would say me, you, and Mom, when we get together, we try not to talk about doofus head Donald Trump. But yeah. I would say we probably talked about him half of the time we were talking.
Somebody brings it up and then it just sets
and
everybody
off. Snowballs and yeah.
It's hard to not for me. Well, this is the problem, all right? And Mom, when you listen to this, you just got to turn CNN off. It's on and then it gets me thinking about it. It gets me all angry. I get all amped. Why do you even watch it? It's the same thing over and over and over again. They just talk about one thing and they don't resolve anything.
Yeah, but it's like,
I don't know. Does it make you feel better to watch that?
No, but it makes, I don't know. I feel like I should know things.
But you already,
I don't watch CNN, but...
You already know. That's the thing is, you know already, but then they're like, what does it mean for the border wall?
Yeah.
It means that the border wall is a bad idea.
There's a countdown clock to
how many days we've been to the government's been shut down. Did you know that it's bad that the government shut down? It's like, yeah, okay, I know.
All right, well.
I mean, and it's like, it would matter if they're like, oh, Trump lies, this and that. Yeah, it would matter if I didn't already know that and everybody didn't already know that. But everybody already knows and nobody cares.
Yeah. So it just makes you mad. So you
It just makes me think about the fact that why doesn't anybody care?
Yeah.
You know, if you like Trump and you're listening to this podcast, why don't you care? What's wrong with you? Nobody likes Trump to listen to this, probably.
I would think not, but you never know.
Yeah, write a comment. Why do you not care?
That he's a liar?
Yeah. You're going to say, well, Obama did a ba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba. That's your... I'm writing your comment for you. It's going to go, ba-dibba-dibba, Obama, you dish. And Yemen, and people died because he bombed people. Okay.
No, Obama deported people.
Ba-dibba-dibba. No, you're doing it wrong.
Ba-dibba-dibba.
Obama did a boo-doo, but Obama's bad. Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Crooked Hillary.
Hillary Clinton and Hillary. Somebody died at a friend of Hillary Clinton's house.
Yeah. I mean, she killed a guy.
Hillary Clinton. Dabba dabba killed
me. Dabba dabba dabba. Dabba dabba. Now I'm going to hear that. Dabba dabba.
That's what you should do. If anybody's...
He's giving a speech tonight. That's probably going to be his speech. Like, border wall, immigrant.
Yeah. It's like that. It's like scat.
Scatting. Republican scatting.
So I'm looking at your notes, and I see to get off Trump.
Okay.
So not half the podcast is about him.
Yeah, because that's what I was talking about, how we talk about Trump too much.
And then we just talked about
it. And then we just did it.
It's hard not to. Dad jokes is what I see. What is that? What is that about?
I just wanted to, because I had Christmas with Dad, with our father, and then I was here with Bill. And so yeah. I went to our stepfather. So who do you think is more dad jokes? Dad or Bill?
Dad.
Dad?
Yeah.
Because I think, like, he tells, like, he has the jokes, the actual, like, jokes that he tells over and over again that he thinks are, like, hilarious.
Right.
But repeats. Bill, I feel like Bill's personality is more of a dad jokes kind of guy. Like, I don't think...
He doesn't tell that many jokes, though.
No, but he's just like, hey... I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah. No, I think dad... What are some of the dad jokes that you get? You get... okay, so one is if the band UB40 is playing,
right,
ask you, who is this?
Right.
And you say,
UB40.
And then he says, no, UB40. I be 29.
That's one of his...
And he's been saying that since he was 29.
Also, what's that in the road? Ahead?
He tells that joke?
Yeah, you know that one?
No.
You haven't heard him tell that one?
Maybe not.
That's a classic Matthew Bakey joke.
What's the other one? The one that he always tells is something about a dog. What's up with you, dog?
I don't know that one.
You said, like, up, like, hey, do you have any up dog? And then you say, what's up, dog? And he says, I don't know, what's up with you, dog?
God. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I guess he's more dad jokes.
I mean,
what would you say Bill is then? Do you know what I was getting at?
Bill's a dad.
He's a dad, yeah.
He's not a dad jokes, but he's a dad. He's more of a dad, I would say that.
Okay.
He's more like a dad personality.
Right, right.
He's just like down to dance and sing and do this kind of like goofy stuff. I know what you mean. It's a little offensive to say he is a dad joke, though. That's like,
no, I don't mean he's a joke. I meant like, when I think of, yeah, I guess I was just saying he's like a dad. His personality is like, he's the quintessential stepfather.
It's a good thing, though. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, no. It's not bad. Neither are dad jokes. Dad jokes are...
I don't know, Dad. Could tone it down a little bit. I don't need to hear that up joke, up dog joke again.
I think ever. You do. I think that you do, is what he's saying.
I don't need to hear that UB40 joke again.
It gives him joy every time to the same extent. To tell it to the same people.
I think that's what he likes about it, is that other people hate it.
You know? Probably.
And actually, I get that. Because I get, like, that kind of a thing. Like, you thinking something is funny when other people don't think it's funny
makes it funny. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're, like, annoying them. And then it makes it funny, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the point, is the annoying. It's not really... He probably doesn't care about that joke anymore.
Right, right. It's more of the... Yeah. I feel like he would tell it to new people, too, though.
Yeah, he would, actually. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dad, stop.
I say keep going, Dad.
Don't listen to Nathaniel.
I say every time Nick is around, just tell it.
Every time, Dad, you tell a dad joke, an angel dies.
An angel's ears bleed. Yeah.
What is this, dead hookup? Ew.
This was a question that I got asked by a table, waiting on a table. They were like, I was serving them, they were drinking brunch cocktails, and they were like writing. They had this like notebook they were like writing in.
Okay.
And like it was like very serious, and they were like calling people, and they were going up to other tables and asking them stuff and like writing thing. They had this huge notebook, and it was like this serious, like, it's like, what is going on? And then they finally called me over and asked me what it was. And what the question was if you could bring someone back from the dead in order to hook up with them, who would it be? And you could bring them back at their prime of their whatever. It could be at any time in their life.
What about somebody who's alive but old? Can I make them young, or they have to be dead?
The question was, they're dead, and okay, you're bringing them back to life.
Okay.
Why? Who would you bring? Who would you make young again?
Sophia Loren.
Mm, okay. Would you hook up with her now?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Make her younger again.
Yeah, of course. What are you, crazy? Like, I get it. Yay, positive. But come on.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like 80.
Right, okay. But can you think of anybody?
Somebody who's dead, who I'm going to bring back from the dead.
Just for a hookup, and then they disappear again.
That's kind of cruel. I can't think of any hot dead people.
No?
Who, do you have one?
At the time I said Heath Ledger.
Good answer.
Yeah.
But did I'm trying they say to good think answer?
They were like, okay, yeah. Other people had said that wasn't an original one.
That's a pretty good one.
I couldn't think of any women that I wanted to bring back.
I don't know, like, I'm blanking on women, like Rita Hayworth, I don't know.
I was thinking Hedy Lamarr, you know who that is?
Dude, Hedy Lamarr would be like, you could bring her back from the dead and marry her. She invented frickin',
I know, Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Wi-Fi.
I know, and she was hot.
And she was cool, man.
Yeah.
But hookup style, I don't know. I gotta like watch more silent films, I guess. There's some cute silent film actresses, I bet.
Yeah. Like Audrey Hepburn, maybe.
Who's the one that says, come up and see me sometime?
Mae West.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Wow, okay. That's like, that would be intimidating, I think.
Mae West?
Don't you think? Maybe not.
I mean, just I don't know I think anything about her.
I just feel like that's her whole personality is like.
Well, if you're gonna go one night stand,
yeah,
you should go with somebody who probably, you know, is down.
Yeah.
You do Hedy Lamarr, she's gonna be like your one night stand. She'll be like, oh, let's talk about science.
Well, no, I think that you can just hook up. You know, they're not gonna be like,
so
I don't
no
want
such
to.
Thing as consent in this.
No, not for the dead. She was dead, officer.
This is awful.
No, what? They will consent.
Yeah,
you make them consent.
Yeah, that's what
she wants it. Hedy Lamarr wants it.
That's what Brett Kavanaugh would say.
That is what he would say. He would drink some beer.
He'd boof a beer.
Uh oh. We come back to the Brett Kavanaugh. Da-ba-da beer.
He didn't do it because, you know why? Because as a Democrat, I am a witch hunt.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Okay. Yeah. No, silent film stars. It's the hotties of the silent film world. I should go check that out.
We need to look that up. Right in.
Who's the hottest dead person? Maybe like Brittany Murphy.
Brittany Murphy, okay.
That's like a newer one.
Or like Selena.
Or Aaliyah.
Aaliyah
is a good one. Aaliyah, yeah.
That's who you're picking?
Aaliyah. No, I'm still picking Mae West.
Okay.
I mean, if you can go so far back.
Right.
Like, I feel like
Cleopatra or something.
Yeah, you know what? There you go.
Cleopatra. We don't know what she looked like. For real, though.
She was probably hot.
She was probably
she was
really
probably
hot.
Probably super fine.
Yeah.
She, like, destroyed kingdoms and stuff. Why don't we go with the original?
Helen of Troy.
Yeah, you might as well,
hey,
right?
Hey, maybe that's how it got started. It wasn't Paris. It was you.
Oh, I
traveling
brought her
back, in,
brought
well,
her back from the dead. Oh, I have to bring her back from the dead. She's now.
Yeah.
See,
you don't travel back in time. I forgot.
So, like... So they just aren't confused about where they are or any of that, because I guess that ruins the whole thing.
Yeah, I think it's like they're down to fuck, and then they're gone.
Yeah.
It's like the perfect
one
night stand.
You have to be like, and this is Netflix, and this is a car.
Right.
You're like, oh, time's up. Shit. I just finished explaining what the internet was.
Right. Hedy Lamarr would know.
Hedy Lamarr would be like, yeah, I invented that.
So...
Yeah.
I got it.
Cool. That's a good one. All right. Well, so you're leaving tomorrow.
Today.
Today.
Tonight.
Let's go down. Quick. Lightning round. Lightning. I love you, bro. Lightning round.
Okay.
What are the things that you love the most about Hawaii? Go.
Waterfalls. Whales. Friends that I've had here.
Yeah.
Okay,
category food.
Ooh, I mean, like Spam musubi,
good.
Mochi.
Hanalei beer.
Paia fish market. Hanalei beer, yeah, that's good.
Pretty good.
Pog beer.
Pog flavored beer.
Mm-hmm. Pog, I guess?
Yeah,
Pog is kind of like... I just like it because it reminds me of Hawaii.
Yeah, it's not
I don't know
amazing.
If I, yeah.
But it is pretty refreshing.
Right. Oh, at the high school party, we were drinking Pog and rum. It's pretty good.
How was that?
It's good, yeah.
Okay.
It's just like a refreshing punch. And
that's the podcast.
It.
Love you, bro.
Love you too, bro.